Time for Joe's Need to Know News, and none of us at least won last night's Powerball. Somebody in Wisconsin, though, did. It's the fourth largest lottery prize in U.S. history. On Wednesday night, the lucky numbers for that $750 million were 16, 20, 37, 44, 62, and the Powerball was 12, which I know for a fact is right now reading those numbers off. None of mine matched. If you got the lump sum, that'd be about $465 million. It's cool, though. If you want to play on Saturday, it's only at $40 million, so what's the point, right? $40 million is not going to help anybody. This is sad and disturbing. A 10-year-old girl in South Carolina died after being involved in a fight at her elementary school.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, the fifth grader was involved in a fight with another student in a classroom on Monday and collapsed. She was taken to a local hospital where she died 2 days later. A student from the school is suspended until an investigation is complete. Cops are now saying that they're also investigating the incident, but I mean, fights happen all the time, but what went wrong here for the kid to die from the fight?
That is absolutely heartbreaking and devastating.
Oh my gosh. Alex mentioned earlier that she posted something on her Twitter, Yo Alex Raps with a Z, and it was doing really, really well, getting a lot of views. Make sure you don't do this because you might ruin your account.
Uh-oh.
There's a hoax on Twitter now that encourages users to change their birth year to 2007. Any idea what the claim is if you do it to 2007?
Don't do, like, what would happen?
Yeah, like, what would happen 2007? If you did it? Like, what would happen, according to these people, Alex, if you changed it to 2007?
I don't know.
There's a reason they're telling people you should try to do it.
Why?
They're saying you'd see a different color scheme.
Oh,
like,
really?
Like a layout. No, that's a thing. You wouldn't, though, and a lot of people have been doing this. Instead, it locks you out of your account.
Oh.
The reason why is because the minimum age to open a Twitter account is 13, so anybody that puts in the birth year 2007 is underneath that age. So you can't have a Twitter account.
That's right. That's right.
So, Alex, if you want to hop on Twitter, go ahead and change your year to 2007 and see if it works. The Twitter users posted a response to the prank stating that there are no different color schemes based on age and encourage users not to change their birth year. So just a little friendly reminder. Don't believe everything you see on the internet. That's from our good friend Abraham Lincoln, who said that. A cop in Minnesota pulled over a driver that was having trouble staying in their lane. Any idea why they might have had a hard time staying, you know, in the lines?
Drunk.
Not drunk, and they weren't distracted by their phone, but something else on their lap.
Oh.
How about a 250-pound pig?
Oh, my God.
Whoa!
That was not what I was going to say.
What did you think it was going to be, Liv?
Well, maybe a female?
That pig could have been driving it so big.
That's a big woman. Yeah, no kidding. No, a 250-pound pig on the driver's lap. It was leaning against the steering wheel, making it difficult for the driver to control the car. That might be a problem.
How do you have that big of a pig, person, anything on your lap? I mean, that would be so hard to drive with something that heavy on you.
I have no clue. Yeah, leaning against the steering wheel, making it hard for the driver. They were giving a warning and sent on their way. Officers are sharing their story, though, to make the point about distracted driving. It's dangerous in all forms, whether it's looking at your phone or having a 250-pound pot belly pig on your lap. And listen, guys, if you have a problem with me, let's talk it out. Let's not sue me, okay? A man in Australia is suing his former boss for over $1.2 million because of his farting. The 56-year-old man filed the lawsuit against his former company for bullying him while he was employed there. He says his boss was the biggest offender and regularly thrusted his butt and farted in his direction.
Can someone explain to me why this sounds exactly like Jerry from Parks and Rec? Like, exactly.
That's maybe where the guy got the idea and thought it was funny. The man said the boss farted at him 5 to 6 times a day, and it was so bad he had to spray deodorant at his boss's butt. One court threw out the case, but the man appealed, and a court of appeals is expected to decide the case this week.
You know what? If you were that judge in that court, you had a good freaking day when you got this case. Like, that is hilarious.
It's like, would you mind reenacting for the jury here?
Uh-huh.
Please, no, stop! All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News. Check it all out online at joeandalexshow.com.